word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. What a joy it is to have you join us today. We're going to be in Ephesians, going to begin in chapter 1. Last week we talked about how the church was started at Ephesus, and if you'd like to hear that Bible study and hear that message, you can certainly go to the website and hear all of the past messages and Bible studies that we've done across the years. The last two or three years are there, and you can go back and listen to all of them. Just go to considerhisword.org and click on programs, and you'll find them all there. So we're going to be in Ephesians. This is a great Bible study, and we've been talking about the churches that Paul wrote to in the New Testament. And certainly Ephesus was a church that Paul wrote to, and in fact, there's another letter written to Ephesus in the book of Revelation, but we're going to consider today about the letter that Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus, and I hope you'll join us and stay with us today as we look at the Scripture and consider His Word. I've got something new for you today and something we're excited to tell you about, something that we're finally releasing this month. We have a new little Bible study, prayer journal, however you want to say it. It's a little notebook. This is a hardbound book. It's different than our prayer journal. This is kind of similar to the moleskin type notebooks. It has a leather band around it. It has a neat little clip for your pen. This is a little bit of a thicker book, and these we're not going to give away. These we will send to you, postage paid, for a gift to our ministry of $20. And there's several ways that you can get that to us. You can go to the website and contact us through that. For the notebook, it'll be a gift of $20. Certainly, we're still going to be sending out our little prayer journals if you'd like to receive one of those. The best way to write to us, it's just simply to send us a check for $20 and tell us where to send your little new Bible study journal. The address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40 in Clewiston, Florida. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, if you'd like the prayer journals, those we'll send to you free of charge. Just write to us, give us an address, tell us where you're hearing the program today. For those, you can contact me directly by email, considerhiswordministries@gmail.com, or through the website at considerhisword.org. And we look forward to hearing from you. I'm excited about these new little notebooks that we have, and we hope you'll pick one of those up. We're excited about our Bible study and anxious to get to it. A lot of things to look at in the book of Ephesians. And we're not going to rush it. We're going to take our time in the book of Ephesians. I know when we did the other Bible studies recently of the letters that Paul wrote to the churches, we kind of just buzzed through them really quickly. But we're going to take a little bit more time for the book of Ephesians. And we hope that it'll be a blessing to you. Let's begin in Ephesians chapter 1. Paul wrote to this church, and remember that Paul helped start the church. He went there with a team of people that helped him. They there led Apollos to the Lord, and he began to serve the Lord there, and several others that the Bible speaks of. And it was a very encouraging letter that he finally wrote to them. Now remember, the city of Ephesus was wholly given to idolatry. There they were serving the god of Diana and worshiping the god of Diana, and it stirred up some trouble when people began to turn to the Lord and people were beginning to receive Christ as their Savior and believe in the resurrection and began to come to the church, and they quit serving Diana. Praise God for that. The problem was that the silversmiths who made these little idols to Diana were losing business. And they kind of caused a ruckus about that. So the church was doing fairly well. It was growing. It was fairly at peace. There was no real persecutions going on. You know, there's this controversy with the silversmiths with Diana, but, you know, people were not being beaten and chased out of town like in some other places. So things were going fairly well there at Ephesus. They had some good teachers, and certainly Paul was there and many others that were helping them to grow in the Lord, and that's a blessing. And in that first three chapters, especially, Paul encourages them about their relationship with Christ. And he keeps speaking to them about how they are in Christ. I want to go ahead and read kind of the introduction. Let's begin there, and then I want to jump on to something else for today. So Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1, the Bible says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. And Paul went on to tell them about how to live for the Lord, about how to serve the Lord, and about their relationship with the Lord. But there's something kind of interesting that comes up, because in at least six times, as he's talking about the Lord and introducing this letter about the Lord and about particularly Jesus Christ, he keeps speaking of in whom. In fact, here in chapter 1, now beginning in verse 5, we'll pick up where we left off. He said, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of his grace. Today, I want us to look at these places where he said, in whom, speaking about Jesus Christ. And all of the blessings, and he spoke of these blessings back in verse 3, I think it was, where he spoke of the blessings. Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. And then he goes on and says, in whom, and he uses that little phrase, those two little words, at least six times in these first three chapters. Now, I want to point out something before I get too far along. And that is that Paul praised them for their faithfulness in Christ Jesus. He didn't praise them about how big their church was, or how great their music was, or how big their offerings were, or how big their staff was, or what kind of facilities they had. It was their faithfulness that he wanted to encourage them about. And certainly that's what God calls us to do, is to be faithful and to just trust him and to walk with him and live for him. So he goes on then, and he begins to tell about their relationship with Christ. And first of all, we saw in verse 7, he said, in whom we have redemption through his blood. Now, the word redemption means to buy something. And in this case, Jesus paid for your salvation in his blood. It was a high price. And while salvation to you is free, you simply receive Christ as your Savior, for by faith are we saved through grace, the price was still high. Romans 6 says the wages of sin is death, And Jesus died that death for us. He shed his blood for us. In verse 7, I didn't finish the whole verse. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Got to tell you, it would be easy for me just to spend the rest of our time just on this verse alone, speaking about the redemption that we have in Christ, the forgiveness of sin, all because he shed his blood for us. But let's go on. You go down into verse 11, again, chapter 1. He said, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his will. We have obtained an inheritance. You know what that inheritance is? That inheritance is heaven. And we've gotten that inheritance in him. And we have the promise of eternal life in Christ. We go on a little bit further in verse 13. He says, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, even the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory, in whom you've also trusted. And he encouraged them about their trust in Christ. He said, it's Jesus you trusted in. You know, they used to believe and would trust Diana. Many of them did. But now they have come and put their trust in the risen Christ. And they're believing him and trusting him. He said, in whom you've trusted after you heard the word of truth. Paul came and preached to them the word of truth, the gospel, and he made it plain and clear for them. And so they had obtained their inheritance through faith by trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. Now let's keep going. Over in chapter 2, there's another one. And in verse 21, he says again, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth into an holy temple of the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. Now here he's talking about the church. I'm not talking about the building. I'm talking about the people. That in Christ, God is building his church and fitting us together to be his church. The church that he started and the church that he loved. And I don't want to pass it. In verse 22, he says, in whom you are also builded together for a habitation of God. And then there's one more in chapter 3. And in verse 12, he says again, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Now, boldness and access for what? He's talking about the boldness to be able to enter into the very throne room of God, not because of what we've done. Now, certainly we come in humility, but we're able to come with a boldness that's in Jesus Christ. It's not by anything that we did, it's by what he did for us by dying on the cross for us. In whom? Our whole life is built around the Lord Jesus Christ and what he has done for us. Our time is gone. Thanks for listening. Join us again next week when we open the scripture and consider his word.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.